It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Iowa schools have seen an increase in students who require English language learning services. That is, immigrants and refugees who do not speak English and are unfamiliar with American culture. School districts are picking up more of the tab to provide these services as the population grows, and districts are struggling to keep up with a rapidly diversifying Iowa. At Meredith Middle School on Des Moines' northwest side, there are more than 30 ways students say hello. Those greetings are written on a bright yellow bulletin board outside the school's main office. Vin Nguyen is the English language learner coordinator at Des Moines Public Schools. He reads a few of the greetings.
I know how to say Thai, Swati, Bajan Chow, Vietnamese also Chow, Ni Hao in Chinese.
Nguyen says the number of languages spoken at Meredith can change week to week.
Yeah, even me, you know, I only say 3-4.
This school year, the Des Moines School District will receive more than $6 million from federal and state funds for ELL services and will also spend more than $1 million of its own money. Nguyen says the services are crucial.
The need is really humongous. You know, when I use humongous, I mean really big in terms of diversity among the English language learner, diversity in language group among themselves, and also diverse in terms of language proficiency and literacy.
Next year, the district plans to have more than 6,000 ELL students.
So here's the word, orbit.
In Jalee Bueso's ELL classroom at Meredith, students from many different countries learn about the planets.
Goes around what?
One of the first things students learn is how to introduce themselves.
My name is Zainab. I am from Iraq. I speak Arabic.
I'm Gungaram. I'm from Nepal. I'm Nepali.
My name is Panida. I am from Thailand. I speak Karini.
The real story today and what really, really keeps us busy is this micro-diversity, or this what we call micro-plurality. Because we have many smaller ethnically and linguistically diverse populations.
That's Mark Gray. He's the director of the Iowa Center for Immigrant Leadership and a professor of anthropology at the University of Northern Iowa. He's been studying immigration for decades, and he says when a critical mass of students speak one language, like Spanish, a school district could train interpreters and find the resources.
And you could send the notes home to kids in Spanish, and, you know, often those things were actually read and those messages got through. But what do you do with Dinka? You know, what do you do with Nuer? What are you doing with some of the rare languages that we're starting to see from the Central Pacific? What are we doing with some of the Maya dialects that we're starting to see in parts of the state?
Gray says a little bump in funding for ELL programs has done wonders for districts. Mike Pardon is the superintendent for Denison Community Schools, a rural western school district where two meatpacking plants are the town's driving economic force. He says those jobs attract a large immigrant population, and up to 6 out of every 10 of his students has some second language challenge. He says many federal and state laws make things even more complicated for ELL students.
I mean, if you look at No Child Left Behind, and everybody will be proficient by a certain stage, and or the state law where by the end of third grade every student will be proficient in reading, and certainly we're supportive of those things. They make a lot of sense, but you can't just legislate someone all of a sudden is going to be proficient in multiple languages.
Pardon says more state funding would beef up his district's ability to provide for students that need these services. He says it's paid for by taxes any way you look at it. Local or state, they come from the people. He says the taxpayers in his school district are property poor.
Our property tax owners have to work much harder than a property rich area, yet our students may require very similar services. The dollar per thousand that I might have to tax my folks might only take 15 to 20 cents in another location. Is that fair? And certainly I don't think that's fair. Kids should be, if we want equitable services, then there should be an equitable cost in how we fund those services.
Pardon served on a task force put together by the Iowa Department of Education that tried to find some best practices and make recommendations to the Iowa legislature. The report includes a gradual increase in the amount of additional funding from the state and stretches out the number of years students would be eligible to receive ELL services from 5 years to 7. In the democratically controlled Senate, Senator Janet Peterson, a Des Moines Democrat, introduced a bill with these task force recommendations. Under the legislation, over 2 years, each ELL student would go from receiving just more than $1,300 additional dollars to just more than $1,900 additional dollars.
What's happening now is if a student is not becoming proficient in English in the amount of time the state provides the additional funding, school districts are having to make up the difference.
The Senate bill would make it so if a student left Iowa and returned, their eligibility for ELL services would pick back up when they returned to the state. That point is the same in a bill in the Republican-controlled Iowa House. Representative Marianne Hanusa, a Council Bluffs Republican, says the House bill creates a pilot program to work with just a handful of districts with a high percentage of English language learners.
We want students to become as proficient as possible in the shortest amount of time as possible for their benefit as well as society's, and to help them become as successful as possible. And so we really want to try to start the process of finding out what are the best practices.
Meanwhile, Mark Gray with the Iowa Center for Immigrant Leadership says there is no single easy fix. He applauds both the efforts in the Senate and the House, but at the same time cautions time is running out.
You know, if there was a single answer, trust me, we would have bottled it, you know, a long time ago and patented it.
Gray says Iowa is not keeping up with its diversification of languages, and he says continuing to fall behind will create a whole new set of challenges. This year, the Iowa Department of Education will spend more than $20.5 million on ELL services. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.